You're listening to SBS News.
Ugandans were out celebrating on the streets of Kampala at the weekend following news that longtime President Yoweri Museveni had won a sixth term in office. The result extends President Museveni's rule to four decades. In his victory speech, the president thanked the electorate for a peaceful election, which he declared to be free from any electoral fraud.
I think this may turn out to be the most cheating-free election since 1962. Since 1962, we have been having a problem of people want to cheat in the elections. This has been the chronic problem of Uganda. Multiple voting, underage voting, we had the ballot stuffing, were the biggest problems. And that's what I've been fighting all these. One of the things I've been fighting all these years.
Thursday's vote followed Uganda's worst pre-election violence since the 76-year-old Museveni took office in 1986. The main opposition party, the National Unity Platform, has dismissed the results as fraud and called for the release of their president, Bobi Wine, who has been under house arrest for several days. Mr. Wine has alleged vote rigging, and officials have struggled to explain how polling results were compiled amid an internet blackout. Election observers said their work was hampered by the interruption of internet service. One of the observers, Domitian Ndeze, says election proceedings were also hampered by technology malfunctions, late deliveries and the late arrival of voters to the polls.
The mission was not able to observe a transmission of result from the polling stations to the district and national tally centres. We were also not able to transmit our field information in real time. About polling day, the mission is concerned that its electronic means of transmission of election day observation was hampered by the shutdown of internet on election day.
The opposition party's vice president, Matthias Mpuga, says Bobi Wine's only crime was to win the election.
The president has not been charged with any offences in any case for which his residence has been chosen as a remand centre. Perhaps his crime was defeating Mr. Museveni on the day he had elected as his crowning as an emperor. That he was really decisively defeated, and therefore it is a crime.
Meanwhile, the campaign coordinator for Bobi Wine claimed that he was beaten and tortured by police on Sunday. Andrew Natumanya claims he was abducted, beaten and electrocuted by forces loyal to the president, and now his whole entire body keeps shaking when he tries to hold something. He says he was bundled into a car and taken to a remote location that he didn't know.
There they were really beating me seriously and asking me what I have to discuss with Bobi Wine every time we talk on phone. I told them I don't usually talk to Bobi Wine unless he's calling me that we go and for events or campaigns. And I told them my accreditation was denied, so I could not film Bobi Wine anymore. But they insisted and said, even today, meaning yesterday, you have been talking to Bobi Wine and the wife.
Mr. Wine, meanwhile, tweeted on Sunday that military units were not allowing him and his wife Barbie to leave their house, not even to harvest food from their garden. The Electoral Commission said that President Museveni received 58% of the vote, to Bobi Wine's 34%, with a voter turnout of 52%. Although President Museveni stayed in power, at least nine of his cabinet ministers, including the vice president, were defeated in the elections, many of them losing to candidates from Mr. Wine's party. Alan Lee, SBS News.